I am going to make a statement that I do not want you to misunderstand. And that statement is, I'm coming out. Now, I don't mean that in the way that is commonly understood, where homosexuals come out and confess that that's their sexual orientation. No, my coming out is really coming out in the open about my relationship with the Lord, which, if you haven't gathered it already, is what makes my life go round, is what makes me tick. For me, there is absolutely nothing and no one other than Him. He has the first and the last place in my life. That does not make me not caring about those around me, not loving those that are nearest and dearest to me. My love is now completely different towards them than it was when I started this journey into the heart of God. I love them with a love that lets them go. I do not want to force them into any mould to make them acceptable to me. I don't want them to do things that please me, buy me things that they think I want. I want nothing at all from them, except to be able to love them as God loves them and to set them free to be exactly what He wants them to be. My journey has not been an easy one. If you choose agape over eros, your journey will not be an easy one either, because it will nail in you everything that is contrary to the nature of Jesus. It'll just nail it, beloved. So what I'm coming out to say is, I'm not where I want to be, but I'm on my way. I'm on my way to being conformed to the image of Jesus, and I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, which is the power of God to salvation. And salvation is not a one-off. I am saved, I'm being saved, and I will be saved. I am in the process of God, in the school of the Holy Spirit, and I am enjoying every moment of it. I enjoy the heights, and in a peculiar way, I enjoy the depths, because there's always a though and a yet. Though all these things are true, yet will I trust Him. How about you? What are you coming out as? God bless.